Exodus chapter 29. Now these are the commandments about the consecration of Aaron and his sons as priests. That means dedicating them so that they could do God's service. Take one young bull and two rams that are without blemish. Use the best flour from wheat without any yeast, and make bread from olive oil, some without it, and some in the form of biscuits that have been brushed with oil. Then put these in a basket and offer them up to me when you sacrifice the bull and the two rams. So this idea of offering bread and oil, olive oil, with the sacrifices, it does rather remind me of the bread and wine of the breaking of bread. And I think it's to sort of show that there's a continuity between the Mosaic system and us today, not because the same thing is kept. Of course, in Jesus, the law of Moses has been finished, it's been done away. But the spirit of it is still to be kept. And so then we are the priests because Peter says that we are all priests. We are a royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests. So then we are the ones who are dedicated or consecrated to God. When you break bread, take the bread and take the wine, that is really one of the things that you're celebrating, that we have been offered to him. Now, the other thing is that it says that the rams must be without blemish. They mustn't have any defect in them whatsoever. Well, actually, every animal, like every human being, has not got a perfect body. There is something wrong with everybody. And yet, they were to offer these sacrifices without blemish. Well, that's not literally possible. And so it shows that God accepted people as being without blemish when in fact they weren't. And this points forward to how we are counted as righteous. Paul has a lot to say about this. He calls it imputed righteousness. It means that God looks at us as if we're righteous, although we're not. And it's rather like, even though none of the animals were literally without any defect, God accepted them as if they didn't have any defect. So he says, bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent, to the tabernacle, and tell them to wash themselves, which is clearly like baptism, isn't it? So one of the sort of shades of meaning of baptism is that it's saying that I'm a priest and I'm now being made ready for service. So after baptism, you have to do something. Well, the works are going to save us, but we are being dedicated by that towards serving God. So they had to take this bath. Then dress Aaron in the priestly garments, the shirt, the robe that goes underneath the ephod, the breastplate, and the sash or the belt. Put the crown on him and tie on it the holy sign that is engraved with the sign, Holiness to the Lord. Then take the anointing oil and pour it on his head. Bring his sons and put the shirts on them. Put the belts around their waists and tie the caps on their heads. This is how you are to ordain Aaron and his sons. They and their children are to serve me as priests forever. By children, it really means their descendants. Bring the bull to the front of the tabernacle and tell Aaron and his sons to put their hands on its head. Kill the bull there in my presence before me at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So when Israel put their hands on the head of an animal and killed it, they were making an identity with it. They were saying that this is me. And that's why Paul says we should offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God. And so that's all sort of represented by us putting our hands on the head of the animal. Now, the animal who was to be without blemish and sacrificed to God pointed forward to Jesus. And so, in principle, in essence, this is what we do when we are baptized, when we break bread, as we live our lives we are identified with Jesus. And it's like them putting their hands on the head of the animal, which was then killed. Take some of the bull's blood, and with your finger, put it on the bits of the altar that stick out. You remember the altar was made, but it had bits that protruded or projected above it. They were called the horns of the altar. Then put out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar, and then take all the fat, which is over the inner parts, the best part of the liver, and the two kidneys with the fat on them, and burn them on the altar as an offering to me. But you are to burn the flesh of the bull, and its skin, outside the camp. This is an offering to take away the sin of the priests. So then, even though you're going to go out and do special service for God, you still have got to recognize your sinfulness. I think that's the lesson. But even if you think, well, I really did something for God today, bang, you've got to just stop yourself in time and think, yeah, but I'm a sinner. And we see also how God wants the fat that is over the inner organs. Now, they thought the fat was the best part of the animal. We might not quite think that today, but that's what they thought. And so it shows that in whatever context you're living, what is the best in your understanding of life, in your society, you're to give that to God. And God's particularly interested in what are called the inners, the inward parts, the inner organs of the animal, because that shows how God is particularly interested in what's going on in our hearts, in our minds. Because that is what true spirituality is about. My son, give me your heart, we read in the Proverbs. Take one of the rams and tell Aaron and his sons to put their hands on its head. Kill it, take its blood, and throw it against all the four sides of the altar. You are to cut the ram into pieces, wash its inner parts and its back legs, and put them on top of the head and the other parts. Burn the whole ram on the altar as a burnt offering. This will arise to me as a sweet-smelling odour. So it just shows that we can really please God. We can touch the heart of God, just like you smell something and you think, oh, that's a nice smell. That is how God feels about us. And so, again, God wants every part of the animal. He wants every part of our lives, not just part of our lives, but every part. Not just that, well, when I'm at home in the family, I'm quite a good Christian, but I'm not very nice when I'm out at school or out at work. No, he wants every part. I'm a very good Christian when I go to church, in my church life, but not really in the rest of my life, not when I'm at home, not when I'm in the workplace, not when I'm at school. Well, no, every part of our lives has got to be offered up to God. Take the other ram, the ram for dedication, and tell Aaron and his sons to put their hands on its head. Kill it and take some of its blood and put it on the right ear lobes of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And then put out the rest of the blood against the sides of the altar. Now, what does that mean? It shows that if we're going to be priests, then absolutely everything, every part of our living is affected by this blood of dedication. Where you walk, your big toe. What you do, your big thumb. Absolutely everything has got to be affected by this. And all that you hear has got to be affected by it. So, in other words, the sort of things that you watch, the sort of things that you let yourself listen to, where you go, how you choose to listen to things, all this is to be affected by the blood. And ultimately, the blood represents the blood of Jesus. And so then it is the blood of Jesus. The fact that Jesus died upon the cross for us and poured out his blood for us, it's that which should have this big influence on us. And in this context, this is how they were to be dedicated. And this is what dedication means, not going for a ritual, but actually affecting how you think, where you go, what you do, etc. Then God goes on, cut away the fat of the ram and the fatty tail and the fat that covers the inward parts, the best part of the liver, the two kidneys with the fat on them and the right thigh. And then, from the basket of the bread which has been offered to me, take out one loaf from each kind, one loaf made with olive oil and the other that's made without it, and one biscuit. And put all this food in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and tell them to dedicate it to me as a particular gift. Then take it from them and burn it on the altar on top of the burnt offering as a meal offering to me. This will arise as a sweet-smelling odor to me. Take the breast of this ram and dedicate it to me as a special gift. This part of the animal will be yours, that is, they could eat it. So then what this means then, bit by bit, that every part of the animal is to be dedicated to God. And this is the powerful lesson, that every part of our lives is to be given to him. Every day, for every generation, throughout your generations, you are to sacrifice on the altar 2 one-year-old lambs. Sacrifice one of the lambs in the morning and the other in the evening. With the first lamb, you are to offer about 1 kilogram of fine white flour mixed in with about 1 liter of fine olive oil. Then you are to pour out about 1 liter of wine as an offering. Sacrifice the second lamb in the evening and offer it with the same amounts of flour, olive oil, and the wine as you did for the morning sacrifice. This will arise as a sweet-smelling odor to me. Throughout your generations, this burnt offering is to be offered before me at the entrance of the tent of meeting. That is where I will meet with you and speak with you. There I will meet the people of Israel, and the glory of my presence will sanctify the place or make it holy. I will make the tent and the altar holy, and I will set Aaron and his sons apart to serve me as priests. And I will dwell among the people of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their God who brought them out of Egypt, so that I may dwell among them. So then, this daily offering, the idea was that the lamb that they offered at night, in the evening, was going to sort of smoulder all night, and then in the morning, that animal was offered, another animal was offered, and that smouldered all night. The idea is that our lives should continually be, day and night, in sacrifice to God. That is clearly the idea, that they were to always be living out this principle of giving to God, of being with God. And sacrifice means that when you've given something, you are minus. You do not any longer have that which you had. That's what's significant. That the principle of sacrifice is to be with us day and night.